I will invite you to take a posture sort of oriented into the room, or just adjust the orientation of the body, which already in and of itself can start to invite a new kind of an impression. And then another way to really prepare well for an exercise like this is to remove anything on the body that's constricting. So especially if you wear spectacles, glasses, you can take those off. You can take off a hat if you want to loosen the belt buckle, any constriction on the body that you feel comfortable loosening up is welcome. And I myself am going to move to my couch. So we're returning now to what Heather so beautifully began for us. And continuing now to relax. I relax the fine muscles around the eyes. All the small muscles that control the facial features. I scan for that. Releasing the whole facial mask. Releasing the jaw, tension in the jaw. In the scalp, the muscles around the ears, in the brow, I can move in, relaxing the throat, the whole of the mouth. In the neck, I completely relax the whole apparatus for talking. And relaxing the shoulders, the chest, relaxing the spine, and directing my attention to the large muscles in the arms, the smaller muscles, remaining available, can I relax the fingers? Can I just relax the middle fingers? Or the webbing between the fingers.
Can bring the light of my attention to these fine muscles, these small, small muscles, continuing to relax them. Relaxing the chest. Completely dropping the belly. Inviting a flow between the trunk of the body and the limbs. Releasing under the arms, releasing the hip flexors, releasing the glutes, and moving down the body, releasing the largest muscles in the legs, relaxing into the joints, into the knees, for example. Calf muscles, the arches of the feet, the toes. This is a full relaxation of the tensions in the physical body. It's a relaxing of the muscles of the joints. And so the body is available now to sensation. Especially in the palms of the hands or the soles of the feet, I become aware of sensation there, a liveliness, a vivifying sensation. It may manifest as a tingling in the palms. Wherever I find that sensation, I let it flow and spread to include the volume. Sensing, for example, the backs of the hands, and then sensing the full volume of the hand. Sensing the limbs. We just take a moment to invite sensation throughout the body. Within the spinal column, or in the head. In the solar plexus, and so the center of gravity is deepening, dropping. The attention and the effort comes from a deeper place. And such a relaxing of the body invites relaxing of the tensions from thoughts. Releasing thoughts, releasing also the tension from emotion, from feeling. Coming out of whatever preceded sitting down to this meeting, stepping out of the future of what's to come this evening and so forth. And stepping into this present moment. In this room as it is, in this body as it is. And so I make a return, like a coming home, I experience something like peace. And the tensions from thought and emotion, tensions in the body, all coming to rest, finding that equilibrium. Free of judgments or associations or commentary. All of that is receding. And those thoughts have no power to grab me out of myself. I'm in a collected state. I can witness them go by. I haven't forgotten the face, completely relaxed musculature in the face. We've made a preparation together. This unique constellation of beings, having come to a collected state. As best we're able in these conditions, and having made a preparation like this, we can take exercise. We can practice from a harmonious, three-centered state. We've already now been experiencing the active and the receptive at once, bringing the body into this state of receptivity and availability to sensation. By an act, an action of the will, of the attention. I do this work, I maintain the effort of this attention at the same time as consciously receiving, being receptive. Bringing the body and the emotions and the thoughts into this receptive place. Then we can exercise another way. I become aware of the breath. I follow the breath of the organically breathing body. I don't try to change it or force it into a different rhythm. The body is relaxed. And the intelligence of the body knows its breathing. The more relaxed, the more organic the breathing. And I follow this breathing, I'm aware of it. And there is a finer energy, an active element, a higher force available in the air. And I begin to breathe that in. I take it in. And retain it. This very fine and useful energy. I take it in. And this thought, this higher awareness, this effort can sometimes be accompanied by a contraction in the body. So now I work to maintain at once this active taking in of this finer energy, and at the same time, the receptivity of the body to that finer energy. The body completely decontracted, well relaxed, receptive, while I maintain the effort to take in this finer energy from the air. And I'm also aware that we are all of us working together. Each one of us is here making this effort together. So we can practice yet again this activity and receptivity at once, by the sincerity of my own effort, because we share a common aim having gathered today together. I can send what I've received out to the whole of the group. I can offer it. And at the same time, I'm receptive. I can receive that assistance being sent. And so I'm a living, breathing part of this greater whole that we form together. I pour out freely what I have received. I receive what the group is pouring out freely. That's enough. Before the effort weakens, we lay it down. We put the exercise down. Bringing some movement into the hands and into the feet. Slowly, slowly sliding the eyes open. And perhaps sliding them closed again. Noticing that rich inner space. Of sensation, of being. And slowly sliding the eyes open again, aware of what the eyes are taking in and that inner space.